Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 490 and a quarter, down 3.5. July, 490 and a half, down 7.75. May wheat, the soft variety, is 463, make that 463, down 6.25. July, 464 and three quarters, down 8. May corn is 354 and a quarter, down 4.5. July, 356 and a quarter, down 5. December, 372 and a half, down 5.25. May beans, 984 and a quarter, up 1.25. July, 975 and three quarters, down 0.5. November, 947 and a quarter, down 1.75. May soybean meal, 313.70, down 2.10. May soybean oil, 33.05, up 58. June live cattle, 151.57 and a half, up 85. May feeder cattle, 215.70, up 55. The August is up 107 and a half. May lean hog, 78.95, up 202 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Soybeans have given up much of their gains, only the nearby now in the green territory.
Yeah, we were following the big bean oil purchase yesterday out of South America by China. We're seeing some other tenders come in for some bean oil earlier this morning, but an oil-led rally doesn't tend to last real long, Dave, and that's, out of the past. But, the weather forecast, the planting progress, and seeing the crops go in the northern states better and sooner than usual, relates back to not prevent planting in those big areas, and also earlier in the season, maturity, which we aren't worrying about the frost as bad in Minnesota if we get a plant this time of year.
A little education. Why is it that meal and beans are always stronger rallies than oil?
Well, basically, you're getting a smaller percentage of oil out of the bean, so it has to really stay high to put it up there, number one. And number two, it just seems like the oil market, you've got more like the palm oil and the other things that come in there that sort of are equate back over. And when one raises clear up like bean oil, why then the palm oil that comes on in and takes over on the discount. So it's part of that, and it's part of the percentage of the bean.
So now the corn market has traded down four consecutive days, and it doesn't appear to me there's anything to keep it from trying the October lows at this point.
As you look at support and resistance charts, unfortunately, that's the next, does look like where we're headed to. We saw tremendous planting progress. We saw, it looks like the areas that have had prevent plant over the last few years are getting planted faster. We're seeing wonderful rains come through. And until we see a weather problem of some sort, it just looks like all the old corn in the bin on the farmer's hands, plus all this corn going in the ground in good condition, we'll probably see the USDA in the future, because of early planting dates, raise their estimates of what the yield might be. So that makes it even harder for it to rally.
Right. I think the thought is, the early thought is next week at 70% corn planted.
The guys are they're having to pick fields today because we did get enough rain yesterday. But, they're making tremendous progress. This big machinery, it's going in. The ground's working better than I've seen it work in the last 5 years. And it's just everything is looking perfect for production things right now.
Now, Minnesota, 83% versus 34%. That's what a little bit of dry ground can do for you. And now that the rains have come in there, oh, how ideal that is.
It doesn't get much better for a farmer as far as production goes. That it can get a whole lot better for the way the price goes, though.
So early I thought maybe there was some spreading going on. I don't think that now. I just think the flat price is being sieged by the bears, and probably a matter of time, too, before maybe even the soybeans give way a little bit.
You know, I think as we see the planting progress get up about 50% in the beans, the same thing is going to happen. We're seeing more corn possibly go in northern areas where they can get in and get planted and go along and maybe plant that extra field that way. But we're going to see some more beans go in the south where they didn't plant some of the corn too, where it was late like that. So, you know, the one thing that is on the positive side that generally has been pulling the corn up a little bit is the crude oil up above $61 here today, Dave. So as far as the ethanol, that looks good. Just looking at that. But we had some, you know, some bad numbers as far as economics. The factory orders was the first gain in 8 months, but the Feds are targeting inflation rate at 2%, and it doesn't look like we're going to get there, so we're not going to see interest rates raised for the next, maybe the next 6 to 9 months.
Wayne, I'm beginning to think that for marketing purposes, that the producer is going to have to start looking at the long game, a game that goes all the way out to July of 16 in terms of trying to figure out and navigate the marketing of this crop. It's not going to be at harvest this year. So when you look at the long game, what are some of the possibilities that producers could think about?
Well, you are hitting it right. I mean, basically, we're going to have a good carryout going into harvest. We're going to have a fairly big harvest of everything if we don't have some weather problems. And you want to be able to, you might want to look out there and book some of that carry. And, you know, that's how the storage is going to pay for itself and go on.
So book some carry. Do you think that it is worthy of consideration, given what we know about the market, to leave the upside open?
You know, I think as we look at some of these, and I know that a lot of the large grain companies were doing a lot of minimum max contracts by putting a put underneath it and selling a call above the market. I think as long as you give yourself some room, why, it's okay. We don't have to leave it totally wide open because I think if we can get above good levels of return, we have to be willing to sell some of the stuff as we go along. So I think to pay for these other options or do some things, you know, we're maybe going to need to be selling some calls along the way to help pay for things.
Would $4.50 to $5 be a good strike price to think about?
Oh, most definitely. You know, we're short. We were short $5 calls before, and I think as we look back now, we'd be thrilled to death to be getting $4.50 corn on a lot of this to start with. I mean, you don't want to cover all your bushels with something that close, but sure, the first 25 or 30% sure isn't bad.
Let's turn our attention to the livestock market where, man, oh, man, I have not seen this market as volatile as it has been in the time I've been sitting here.
Yeah, I looked at the livestock market while you were reading the prices here, and, you know, we're sort of up in a way just in the meantime, just in that length of time. So we are seeing some good inspiration here in the livestock market coming back in. This kind of weather really inspires grilling, doesn't it, Dave?
Is this a seasonal that we're seeing in the lean hogs?
I mean, we should see a pop-up here. As farmers go to the field, marketing's generally come back a little bit, and we also see this time of year that we see the grills firing up. You know, pork chops, ribs, and all that are very big items this time of year. And of course, we got Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up in the near future.
Yes.
Mother's Day a lot closer.
Yes, next week. And let me also say that as we look on the outside markets and we look at the U.S. dollar, we're beginning to wonder if we have found the top.
It sure looks like we're in a trading range here now. And as we, you know, get down a little bit farther than this, why we seem to bottom and we get up towards that dollar par value, it seems like we sure sell off pretty fast.
We had some news this morning about the trade balance and how it just exploded to the upside February to March. Do you think that's going to impact GDP in some way?
It probably, I don't know how it can help it do that. I mean, as we, because we got really wide on that again, and it's just not a good thing, Dave.
All right, Wayne, we will let you go. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. May corn, 355, down 3 3/4. July, 356 3/4, down 4.5, now down 4.25. Remember, we have live quotes here at Illinois Public Media. December, 373 1/4, down 4.5. May soybeans, 984 3/4, up 1 3/4. July, 976 1/4, up 1/4. November, 947 1/2, down 1.5. May soybean meal, $3.14.10 down $1.70. May soybean oil, $33.09 up 62 cents. June live cattle, $151.60 up 87 and a half. May feeders, $215.62 and a half up 47 and a half. And May lean hogs are $79 up 207 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is 10 o'clock Central Time.